Each year, thousands of ships travel through the Aleutians on the Great Circle Route, and that number only continues to increase. It's one of the faster ways to get cargo from Asia to America, but it can also be a perilous voyage. The Aleutian Island Risk Assessment is an effort to keep maritime disasters from happening in the region, and its advisory panel has just released a set of recommendations that they say could improve vessel safety in the immediate future. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more details.
In 2004, the cargo vessel Selandang Ayu ran aground on Unalaska Island. And ever since, local officials, conservationists, and mariners have called for more resources to handle the marine traffic in the Aleutian region. But before they could even hope to get funding for things like ocean-going tugs capable of rescuing distressed vessels, they realized they had to demonstrate need. That's where the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment comes in. The project was created in 2007 by state and federal agencies, and it was tasked with figuring out how much damage a wrecked oil tanker could actually cause. Now, the Risk Assessment team has completed the first phase of their project, and they've released a report with concrete ideas for preventing and responding to maritime disasters in the region. Shirley Marcourt is the mayor of Unalaska, and she served on the advisory panel. She says that the important thing was coming up with a strategy that can be implemented soon and with relative ease. That means bringing more emergency towing systems to the region, increasing the towing capabilities of Coast Guard cutters, and developing a vessel tracking system.
Those are kind of the low-hanging fruit that we feel that we could move forward with fairly quickly.
Whit Sheard is a senior advisor for Oceana, and he also served on the panel. He says the kind of traffic moving through the Aleutian region can pose a particular threat to the area's commercial fisheries and wildlife because these cargo vessels have bunker fuel on board. That type of fuel is incredibly dense and harder to clean up than crude oil. Sheard says that the report makes the case that increasing investment in the region to prevent spills would ultimately cost less than responding to them.
This is something that we should do immediately, and we must find funding for, whether it comes from the shipping industry itself, from the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund, or from congressional authorizations. You know, these are large expenses, but this area is a national treasure and is something that needs to be protected.
With this report issued, the Aleutian Island Risk Assessment Team will now begin Phase B of their project, which will focus on long-term solutions to handling marine traffic. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.